call received from home care agency.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. This is Candace Burke. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yourself?
I'm okay. Thanks. So I'm trying to get signed on to an agency for home health care for my mother.
Okay.
It would be me and my daughter. She has 24-hour care. I got an assessment done through her health insurance, which is UPMC.
Okay.
Do you accept the UPMC?
Yes, ma'am.
And in Delaware County, do you accept Delaware County?
Yes, ma'am. Is this her first time on services?
Yes.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Candy, C-A-N-D-Y.
Miss Candy. Burke.
Yes.
And your last name, Burke? D-U-R-K-E?
D-U-R-K. No E.
Okay.
Just B-U-R-K.
And what's your mom's name?
Myra Moore. M-Y-R-A. Her last name is Moore. M-O-O-R-E.
And her date of birth?
Oh, Lord. 7-20-1929. She's actually 26, but they put 29. Got to be fit. She'll be 100 in July.
What a blessing, Jesus. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So 7/20/1929 is where she's registered, correct?
Yes, that's
Delaware
correct.
Delaware County, UPMC, and what's her home address?
1010 Randall Avenue, R-A-N-D-A-L-L Avenue. And that's considered Upper Chichester. Or
upper child?
It comes up Marcus. Upper Chi. You could put Marcus Hook. It comes up as Marcus Hook as well. I don't know why it does that. The zip
Can
code is
19. Let me look you up. Let me see exactly where you are.
Yeah, 19061.
19061. Please hold. And you in the state of Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
Okay. 19061. No, it's considered Delaware County. Okay, so your city is, you said it was
We say
Upper Chichester.
Chichester. But it sometimes comes up as Marcus Hook.
I don't see it. It's not coming up as Marcus Hook. Oh, I see it now. It can be depending on where you at. Okay. So
yes.
What would you like to use in your mailing address? What is it?
The Upper Chichester.
I'm going to leave it like that then.
All right, honey. So can you tell
and
me...
Go ahead.
With your company, what does your company pay an hour?
So, like, it depends on how many hours she gets. You said 24 hours. I got to check the care plan. Because there's overtime.
Okay, her care plan right now, the assessment's being approved for 120 hours a week.
Okay, so once we get a solid care plan, how many caregivers? Is only going to be two?
Yes.
How many hours are you doing? How many hours is your daughter doing?
It'll be 60 and 60.
Okay, 60 and 60. So anything over 40 hours is time and a half. So I got to check the rating for you. So 60 and 60. Daughter, what's your daughter's name?
Tara, T-A-R-A, and her last name is Rank, R-A-N-C-K.
And a good number to reach her so we can send her the hiring application?
This is the same number.
Same
you can
number?
Use mine. 561-418-4211.
Does she have her own phone number?
Not like
this
second. We're switching. Yeah, we're getting her a new phone. She had dropped it in. She can give you a phone number, but it's... Okay, what is it? 267-900-1575. I got to get her a new phone.
Okay. And are we using... Candy, are you going to be the point of contact for your mom?
Yes.
Okay, and we're using the one phone number for you and your mom, correct? And for your daughter.
Correct.
Her. Okay?
Yes.
And that's 561-418. No, that's your daughter's. No,
that's mine.
561-418.
4211. Okay, you said so six, it'll be time and a half, but you didn't tell me what the hourly pay is.
I got to confirm that for you. I'm just waiting on the confirmation.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's per county, so I gotta wait for them to give me confirmation on what they're going to offer you. Give me 1 second. I'm just waiting. I already sent the email.
Oh.
Yeah, because rates vary by county and how many hours does the patient get.
Okay. Where are you located?
Give me 1 second. We are in Philadelphia, but we're licensed throughout the whole state.
Okay.
All right, the message has been sent. I'm just waiting. I'm just going to be filling out the referral. 1 second.
Okay.
Any dangerous pets in your home?
No.
Okay. And you said it's through UPMC, correct? What's the service coordinator's name?
Her name is Barbara.
Ms. Barbara?
Yes.
And a good number to reach, Ms. Barbara?
833-280-8508.
And I also want you to write down some of my information as well. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, honey, give me a second.
Take your time.
Okay, I'm ready.
So the name of the agency that's going to hire your daughter and hire you and assist your mom on new services is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
I thought it called Alpine.
I don't know what that is.
But that's what you're under on the internet. It says Alpine Home and Health Care.
No, this is Family First Care.
Okay.
Are we still keeping the 561 number as emergency as well, or will you want to add your daughter as emergency as well?
You can do both.
Okay. Who's going to be the primary point of contact, you or her?
Me.
Okay. Do you have any power of attorney or legal guardianship over your mom?
No.
I'm going to open up her care plan now, see if it's completed. 1 second. Computer's slow today.
Oh, I can imagine. I can't stand them sometimes.
And I don't understand. We pay so much money for internet, cable, phones, expensive phones.
Oh, I know.
We still get drop calls, no reception in areas. It's horrible.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and for the amount of money that we are paying, we shouldn't go through that.
Exactly. What company do you use for the Wi-Fi?
Right now, it's whatever is local, because what we do is that we do a business account with Spectrum, so they come and they service all our lines. But
and see, that should work perfectly. Yeah, that's sad.
But we've been having problems with our Wi-Fi as well. So I don't know if it's because of the storms, the weather. I don't know. Old wires. Something's going on.
I getcha.
Then we have to shut everything down, reboot the system. Oh, gosh.
I know. It happens to me with my phone all the time. And I got Metro.
Metro PCS, you know that Metro PCS was scored very high on the towers, meaning that you guys get better reception right now than Verizon.
Yeah, but you know what? I still have the same problem with you. Like, I tried to call you just before I got you on the phone. I tried to call 3 times, and it dropped it. And then I had to reboot my phone, and then it finally went through.
Oh, my God. It took you 3 attempts then, right? Yeah, that's what I'm asking sometimes. 3 attempts.
Yeah. That's crazy.
All right. Do you have your mother's Medicaid ID number? Because I have it. Just in case you don't have it, you can write it down.
Okay. I'm sure I do have it. It's just not right in front of me.
No, that's okay.
Wait a minute. The ID number is 00216727712. Okay,
yeah,
sweetie.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to make sure because a lot of people lose that card and never have it.
Yeah, I keep it right in her wallet.
That means you're organized.
Extremely. Sometimes it's like an OCD thing, you know?
You know what? You know what? I'm starting to think that OCD has never been a really bad thing in life. I wish to have these kids at OCD, really.
Yeah. Me too.
You notice that these kids are all over the place. They're not organized. They're not. They're all over the place.
I know.
Constantly losing phones, constantly misplacing stuff. I'm like, yo, if you use something, put it away where you found it. It's very simple. It's horrible. It's horrible. So your OCD is starting to look really good right now.
Good.
Are there any minors present in the home? Any children under the age of 18? Okay.
No.
Who resides with your mother? Just you and your daughter?
And my brother.
Okay. Are you adding him to the care plan just in case you and your daughter want to go out one day? Okay.
No.
Okay, I can get you a rate of 14 an hour, and anything over the first 40, you're going to go up to 14, 56, 17, 18, 19, 20. You're going to go up to $20 an hour.
Okay,
thank
you. For
the remaining 20 hours. Okay. I'm going to see if any of the coordinators are available so that they can further you along in the hiring process, okay?
All right, honey. Thank you.
Absolutely. What I would like you to do is call Ms. Barbara. If she doesn't answer her phone, just leave her a voice message. Let her know that you've chosen a provider leave her my first name, leave her my name, my phone number, and the agency's information so she can call me so that I can work on the authorization, okay?
Okay, and what is your first name?
Jasmine. Jasmine with Jasmine. Family First Care. My number is 267-551-7410. That's 267-551-7410.
Okay, got it. So it's Jasmine, 267-551-7410. Okay, I'll give her a call right now.
Yep.
All right, honey, thank you so much.
Yep, they're going to be reaching out to you so that they can send you your hiring application, all right? So just hang in there, okay?
Now, do you need my email address?
You can. Yeah, let me get it right now while I got you on the phone. What's your email address, Candice?
Okay, it's Candice, C-A-N-D-A-C-E, Burke, B-U-R-K, and that's at Gmail. So, again, it's Candice. It's with the A, C-A-N-D-A-C-E. B-U-R-K at Gmail.
So when we register you with the Family Care Safety Registry, I need you to register you as European, your birth certificate. Is it Candy or Candice?
It will be Candy.
Candy. Okay, got it.
Yes.
All right.
C-A-N-D-Y. Now, can you send the same application to the same email to for Tara, or does she have to have a different
email? Give me Tara's email.
Tara, can I have your email? Tara, I mean, she just went to the bathroom.
That's okay. What I'll do is that I'll have them reach out to you and confirm this information, and then you can send it to whichever email you feel comfortable with, okay?
Oh, she's right here. What is your email address?
Tara Rank Zero.
It's Tara, T-A-R-A, Rank Zero, at
so
Gmail.
So R-A-N-C-K, right?
Correct.
Zero. At gmail.com.
Correct.
I got it, Miss D. Welcome to Family Care. You're going to call me the email.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Miss Candy?
Yes?
I said thank you for calling Family First. Welcome on board, okay? Go ahead and call Miss Barbara.
Thank you very much.
You're
welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.